are so many factors that contribute to a child's mental and physical developmental health, but the economy is not usually at the top of the list. Well, joining me this morning with a unique vantage point is Dr. Sitha Ramanathan, a fourth-year resident in psychiatry at Upstate Medical University, who has co-authored a recent study that's been published in the Archives of General Psychiatry with some very noteworthy findings. Welcome, Doctor. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
So tell us what you found.
Well, we looked at a sample of children who were born in the years of 1980 and 84 and compared children who were born during periods of high unemployment rate or recession with children who were born during periods of low unemployment rate. And it was interesting to note that there was an association between the period in which they were born and the development of delinquent behaviors when they grew up to be young youth or adolescents.
So just rephrase that for me. So the fact that they were born in an economic recession, mm-hmm. The suggestion is that something took place during their infancy because of the recession that later led them to engage in certain delinquent behaviors.
Well, we did not see a causality. But you're right that there was an association. If they were born during periods of recessions, what we looked at was unemployment rates, which is a sequelae of recessions. So if they were born during periods of high unemployment rates, there was an association with their developing delinquent behaviors and substance use behaviors when they are 14 to 17 years of age.
What were the kinds of behaviors that you were able to identify, these so-called delinquent behaviors?
So what we looked at was specifically a few behaviors that were available in the data set, which included getting involved in assaults, thefts, using a gun, being in a gang. So these were some of the behaviors that
was drug usage included in
drug
that?
Drug use was another one, and we looked at four specific drugs, which included marijuana, smoking, alcohol, and hard drugs.
So there were quite a lot of behaviors that were present in this population and not present in the population who are not born in a more robust economic time. Is that the idea?
They were present at a higher rate as compared to children who were born during periods of, like you said, a robust economic environment.
So the kinds of things you were talking about really had to do with being arrested, joining a gang, smoking mm-hmm. pot, stealing, drinking, all of that. I actually saw that there were 17% higher in children who were born into those areas where there was high unemployment.
We actually ranged 17% towards the marijuana use. So basically, what we said was that if the unemployment rate during these recessions was similar to the other times, the average, there would have been 16% lower kids with marijuana use. So what we noted that there was an increase in the number of kids who used marijuana and these other behaviors.
That's a really profound finding. The question really is, and obviously the first thought one would have is, what could be the possible causality for something like that to occur?
Right. But we didn't look at the causal mechanisms, but there are some mechanisms that we've speculated or postulated in the study. One of them was that in good economic times, when the financial state of the family is good or fair, the family is able to invest in the development of the child. Secondly, during these times of crisis, there are people who have lost their jobs and there are people who are afraid that they lose their jobs or in some state of financial crisis. They experience a lot of stress, both individual, in the marriage, in the family, and this can affect their parenting. And finally, since we're talking about infants, we also spoke about, we wondered about attachment and bonding. So an attachment and bonding forms a very critical process in the development of the child's behaviors and personality as they grow up.
So basically, in an environment where there's tremendous amount of economic stress
right.
due to unemployment or potential loss of jobs or what have you, as we saw in that recession in the 80s, your suggestion is that it interrupted in some way or challenged in some way the opportunity for the parents to really do the best job they could ordinarily do.
That would be absolutely right, yes.
But it sounds to me like the thing that struck me in the findings also was that it cut across all socioeconomic groups based on what you looked at. Tell us about that. Explain that to us.
Well, what we did was we looked at the top 5% and the bottom 5% in terms of income, and we did not find any significant difference in the association that we noted.
So if you were a potentially high wage earner but you were unemployed, mm-hmm. it really didn't matter whether you were a high wage earner unemployed or a low wage earner unemployed. Right. The effects seemed the same.
The study said that it seemed the same. And I would go back to the environment during the recession. There are people who have their jobs, but they're also facing wage cuts, and they're seeing other people in their jobs getting laid off. So this can add to the stress of the parent and affect their. And that was my hypothesis. That's how it might have.
I think that sounds like a valid one, but clearly, and that's something I'm hoping that some people will take up this concept and perhaps do some further research. Another thing you weren't able to actually address was whether there were more serious social issues like gun violence or assault or other things that might have also.
That's right.
And that's because the data was not there.
No, we didn't have. We used a data set that was already available. So this data set did not look at more serious behaviors. Then again, we don't know what happened to these children after 17 because data was collected in the year 1997. So we don't know. But we are hoping to do more further studies and see.
So just very briefly, how exactly did you do this study? How did you undertake to gather this information?
So what we looked at was a database that was already available. It's called the National Longitudinal Study, NLS in brief, which has a number of series of data sets. We looked at the 97 data set, which basically looked at kids who were born in the year 1980 to 84. So they were around 17. They were adolescents in 97. So the data was collected by the Bureau of Labor Statistics and looked at a lot of factors in the lives of these adolescents. And one of the factors that looked at was parenting styles, their family environment, what is going on with the child at this time.
So bottom line is you had data was already collected.
Yes.
It was a database. You went into it and you saw this correlation between basically high unemployment during that period of 81 to 84 and later in the 97 data, you saw that these children were having more delinquent behaviors. So how does that, very briefly in the time we have left, what do you think that has suggests for the current recession that we're in? What have we learned or what can we learn?
Well, it's not a causality, but on the basis of the study, we cannot predict that there are going to be more kids who are going to develop delinquent behaviors. What we can say is that there are some mechanisms that are working during these periods of economic recession that can affect a child's development. So basically some strategies for primary prevention, targeting parents, helping them out during these times of crisis is what we would recommend, and that's what we recommend in the study as well.
That's excellent, and it sounds to me like that's where further study really does need to be done. I hope you'll get involved and undertake it.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you so much for coming in and sharing this. This has been getting worldwide attention, so I know it's a very important finding. My guest has been Dr. Sitha Ramanathan, a fourth-year resident in psychiatry at Upstate Medical University. Stay right with us. We'll be right back with more HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.